Hello again, this is Dell. Follow me on Twitter at FlightAE. This is part two of two for my thoughts on Libya, March 14th, 2011. If you missed my first recording, I am a Libyan American, born and raised in the United States. I have never went back, and neither has any of my family members, my brothers and sisters, my father and mother. We've never returned to Libya. We definitely had a desire to return and visit and, you know, see our uncles and our grandfathers and so on and so forth, and, you know, our cousins, and we never had that opportunity. We probably could have went, but, you know, we would have faced jail, torture, or possibly even death. But, you know, my dad raised us on a foundation and not to move from that foundation, and that foundation was to be 100% against Gaddafi and his tyrannical regime. So that's the way we were raised. It's not because we didn't want to go back, because we did. We wanted to see our family. Who doesn't? Who doesn't get an opportunity to see their grandparents? Who doesn't have an opportunity to visit and know their uncles and their cousins and become deprived of that? And this is the way we were raised. So my first recording was, I don't know if you missed it, it's kind of a informative piece about me and my family, a little short informative piece. So my thoughts today are about Libya and why it's imperative that the rest of the world act quickly on what's happening. Libya, strategically, is an important part of the world. Strategically, it's important that the world has good ties with the new Libyan government, because it's not a matter of if Gaddafi's leaving, it's a matter of when. Unfortunately, it's also going to be a matter of how many casualties, how many martyrs there will be. And this is sad, and this is very hard to accept. And this is why, if something's going to happen militarily, it needs to happen now. It needs to happen now. If a country is disagreeing or whatever the case may be, they need to either end it now or they need to say, you know, let's do it now. So as far as a no-fly zone, it needs to be a joint effort between all of the NATO countries and all of the United Nations, and it needs to be a joint. And obviously, right now, you know, it seems that France is taking the lead, which is very surprising. So we're very grateful for them to take the lead. And I know Mrs. Clinton right now is in Paris meeting with the opposition, meeting with our guys, and meeting with some other countries. So time is of the essence. There's a sense of urgency, and it needs to happen extremely quickly. Here's what we need in the opposition right now. This is what is imperative right now. Medical aid, food, clothing. This is extremely important right now. Secondly, which is probably as equally important, is weapons. And the type of weapons that we need are the advanced weapons to give to the military, to our guys, to the military, to the revolutionary military, who are probably more experienced to handle these type of weapons. And we need those extremely quickly. If not, they probably already have them right now. We're not sure. But we need those now. As far as a no-fly zone, if, in fact, Gaddafi didn't have his mercs firing from the sea and from the air, if he didn't have those, I think our guys would already be in Misrata. So it's imperative we do have a no-fly zone. I just want to touch on civil war. We're not in a civil war. It's a term here used in the West, and people really don't understand it. They think half of our people are fighting half of our people. That's not the case. More than 95% of our people are fighting against Gaddafi. He's bringing in mercs, so he's invading our country. He's invading Libya. So this is what's happening. I'll touch base with you guys tomorrow. Thank you.